This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Futuro.
From Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today for our How I Made It series, Fluxus Photo, a group of Ecuadorian photojournalists telling their own stories. In October 2019, Ecuador went through a violent large-scale uprising. Demonstrations paralyzed the country for 12 days straight after former president Lenin Moreno cut decades-old fuel subsidies and implemented tax and labor reforms. Indigenous communities were hit especially hard by the changes. Tens of thousands marched from the Andes Mountains into Ecuador's capital city, Quito, to protest the Moreno administration.
Estamos aquí para defender los derechos que legítimamente tenemos como pueblos indígenas del Ecuador.
Protesters declared they were defending their rights as indigenous people from Ecuador. For decades, indigenous communities have demanded the government's support to protect their land from exploitation by domestic oil companies and to be included in national political dialogues. During the 2019 demonstrations, Quito's streets were covered in debris and smoke. Government buildings burned. Police threw Molotov cocktails and tear gas at protesters, who lobbed them right back. Amid the turmoil, one photograph from the ground became instantly iconic. In it, a woman from the Andes, dressed in a traditional garment and a face mask, stands in the middle of a street with her back towards a cloud of smoke. People stand behind her, wearing face masks to prevent breathing in the gases. That photo was taken by a member of a collective of Ecuadorian photojournalists called Fluxus Photo. Founded in 2015, the collective aims to capture Ecuadorian struggles to have their human rights guaranteed and respected. During the demonstrations, Fluxus photographers were right in the middle of the action, capturing critical moments to show indigenous people's side of history. The photo they took caused commotion all over Ecuador. Indigenous communities today still use the image as an insignia, and some young people even got it tattooed on their bodies. In this segment of our How I Made It series, we'll hear from the founder of the Fluxus Photo Collective, Yohis Alarcón, and Fluxus photographer, Ana María Buitrón. But first, we'll hear from David Díaz, the Fluxus photographer who took that iconic 2019 protest photo.
For days, I had noticed that the ones making all of the demonstration possible were women. They were the ones who had organized the communal march into Quito. They were even preparing food and pacing water for the other women and men who stood on the front lines. So I wanted to take a picture that reflected that. I wanted to show women behind the trenches, but while trying, I go to expose and a rubber bullet hit me on the leg. So much violence. I was so tired from saying everything that was going down. I started to retreat. That's when I saw an Andina woman in the middle of a street.
Esta es una lucha del pueblo, es una lucha de las comunidades. Y aquí estamos para hacer escuchar nuestras voces y decir, ya basta, y decir, fuera Lenin Moreno. Pero con eso tampoco.
When the Andinos joined the protest, it was in unison. They all concurred that it was time to act. Time to fight a battle that had been necessary to fight for years and that is now very much part of us Ecuadorians. I was shocked that it took all that for people to be heard in relation to a matter that affected them the most, and it didn't work. The government eventually gave people a placebo deal.
The government has decided to abandon this policy measure and instead form a commission, an inclusive commission that takes into account the voices and participation of indigenous leaders.
And the irony is that indigenous people are more self-sufficient than the rest of us. We need the working in agriculture, in farming. To me, more valuable than being published by Bloomberg, The Washington Post, or the other international media, is having been asked by the Confederation of Indigenous Nationalities of Ecuador if they could hang my photo in the headquarters because of the work the institution has done for indigenous communities. I got into photojournalism because of an experience I had in Esmeraldas, one of the richest areas of Ecuador in natural resource, but with the highest rates of poverty among the indigenous people who live there. I joined an Andino group. I went to the mountains and participated in a ceremonious hike to try to find myself. Participate in a communion with the mountain and with natural medicine like aguacoya and ayahuasca to cure myself from egos and fears. There, I understood that I was my call to show indigenous people struggles through my photos. I couldn't stay quiet. I promised to the mountain. Then I meet Joyce Alarcón, a photographer that I find very inspiring.
When I met David, I feel like he was my brother. I met David during a workshop. After that, we always worked together, and the idea of creating a collective started with him. I worked in different collectives in Argentina, in Bolivia, and Brazil. I loved how efficient and effective it was. So I say this has to happen in Ecuador. We don't have a school of photojournalism or documentary photography. We learn in the way doing. It's difficult for young photographers to get a job in the traditional media. They don't pay well. We need connections. So we decided we need our own army of photojournalists. We formed Fluxus on the streets. Out of photography realities that we want to show everyone. I identify as an Andina woman. And Fluxus was formed with Andine Cosmovision that fortifies from an encounter with each other and with people we photograph. I even feel like inviting someone to join is like falling in love. We see each other's work, then we meet, and if there is chemistry, we work out. Each member's work has drawn us to them. We have very different visions and different ways to work, but we are all passionate about photographing to defend human rights, gender equality, and our collective vision of a more just situation. Our ways of working keep evolving constantly, but so the challenge that we take on. In some occasions, we have put our lives on the line. I remember that during the first day of the 2019 uprisings, we were in the middle of a mass of people, and when the police came and the air started to fill up with gas, everyone started running. I fell and I couldn't stand up. Suddenly, David pulled me up, grabbed my camera and put me out of there. Then at one point, he couldn't see anything and I had to guide him out of the gas clouds. It is hard to see the things that we see through days like those. And we support each other because we all know what it is like. We are strong because we are together. Being published by the New York Times, the Washington Post, Reuters, is just a confirmation that we are doing it right. We are spreading the truth, and it is all mainly about telling the story of Ecuadorians. We have broken down borders. We are working with collectives all throughout Latin America. Most recently, we got a grant for National Geographic, with which we portrayed how 4.6 million children were impacted by the cancellation of in-person classes.
Las clases en todos los niveles quedan suspendidas en todo el país desde mañana. Empezará a funcionar la plataforma electrónica por la que se seguirán impartiendo los...
The result made it to the photo exhibition Photoville in the New York City, where Fluxus Photo, taken by Annie and Maria Vitron, was printed out in massive dimensions and hung on the sidewalk at the Brooklyn Bridge Park.
I'm Ana Maria Vitron. I'm one of the members of Fluxus Photo Collective. So we create a project to talk about public, private, intercultural education during the lockdown in Quito. And we won the most important prize for photojournalism in Ecuador. This prize is called Jorge Mantilla, and we won for our photo story about this project that is called Education Through WhatsApp. My photo is about Laura Santillán. She is the principal of Yachaywasi School in Quito. This is a school receive indigenous children from all over Ecuador, and they focus on an intercultural way of teaching. So they teach in Quechua, Spanish, English.
Voy nombrando y van saludando, ¿ya? María José.
So in this photo, Laura Santillán is teaching her students using her cell phone connected with a selfie stick. Laura is teaching her students about medicinal plants that they have in this huge garden that they have in the school. It was a really nice experience. While Laura was teaching, walking through this huge garden that looked like enchanted forest, I was like walking really slow behind Laura because I don't want to make any noise. I started connecting with her stories at that moment. And at some point, I almost put my feet on these flowers and plants. And she told me, please be careful. And I was like, okay, sorry. I almost destroyed some of her plants. But it was so incredible for me how she walked through this garden forest, and she stopped in each plant and told how important is the plant for our lives, for the conservation, and for this particular place. And it was, I don't know, like a movie being there. It was really interesting for me to find or to understand through this type of education that in the pandemic, everything was not lost, that we can have faith in education.
La tarea del día de hoy son dos oraciones.
Because we developed this project in the mountains or in Quito, we want to portray other education spaces of this from this country, the coast, the Galapagos, the jungle, you know, that will be totally different, visually different. We really think that is important for us, for the community, for other countries. Some of the Fluxus members are really young. They are in their 20s. I learned a lot from them. Karen, she has hands that turn everything in gold. She is in charge of sending out pitches. From Vane, I've learned to simplify and resolve. From Andres, his artistic conception. From Johis, I learned her editing skills. From Josue, I learned his vision of how to relate with other organizations. From David, I learned to not always say everything as big things are still in process.
That was David Diaz, Johis Alarcón, and Ana María Buitrón. They're members of the Fluxus Photo Collective, reporting on Ecuador through their photographs. Fluxus' next move will be to open a school for Ecuador's aspiring photographers, regardless of their age, race, or socioeconomic level. This episode was produced by Jimena del Cerro and edited by Alejandra Salazar, with help from Miguel Macias. The Latino USA team includes Andrea López Cruzado, Marta Martínez, Mike Sargent, Julieta Martinelli, Victoria Estrada, Ginny Montalvo, Reinaldo Leaños Jr., and Julia Rocha, with help from Raúl Pérez. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau, Julia Caruso, and Leah Shaw Dameron, with help this week from Gabriela Baez. Our digital editor is Luis Luna. Our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow is Maria Esquinca. Our intern is Oscar de Leon. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, find us on social media and I'll see you there. Bye.
Latino USA is made possible in part by New York Women's Foundation. The New York Women's Foundation, funding women leaders that build solutions in their communities and celebrating 30 years of radical generosity. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. And the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org.
Did I record this? Híjole, my God. All right. Wow. All right. Three. I'm like, huh? Three, two, one. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, we take on the Flaming Hot Cheetos controversy with a conversation with Richard Montañez. And we dive into why this is a tale about race, identity, culture, and also about the stories we choose to believe.
This is a dynamic, vibrant city full of so many stories that need to be told. And this is what they chose to focus on.
That's next time on Latino USA.